Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Johnny Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. West reaches second base with a double. Storti goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. West moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hildebrand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Storti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Storti reaches third base with a triple. Shea goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. Kom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Gulick pinch runs for Carl Reynolds. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Melillo hits a line drive towards the mound. Hildebrand catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Gulick now playing left field. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. West strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Oliver moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Burnett scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Hale moves to third. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Raleigh Styles now pitching. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 3 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Styles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Styles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Burnett bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boss takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-4 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Com goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.